Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's the vibe this morning? It's PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just checking in on your vibes. We're trying to set the tone for Halloween week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a nice one, too, with the weather. 75 on Thursday, we'll take that. Where's everyone at, Breeze?
Oh, our friends are here, and they want to chat. Nico and Steven.
Hey-o!
Nico and Steven checking in. Vibes are up today. We just found out we're going to be uncles again. Steven's little brother and his wife are having their first baby. So excited. Love you, Moose and Breezy. Hope you both have an amazing day.
You too, guys.
I love you, Nico. I love you, Steve-o. When we get another microphone in here, hopefully by the end of the year, we would love to have you guys on and share your vibes in person.
Sure.
Come a little breakfast, in, a little breakfast club moment.
Yeah, sit in on the show with us. We'll have you. Have you in the new studio.
Put in for PTO. I know you guys work at the same place, so shouldn't be that
hard. Yeah, I know, right?
So that'll be good. I'm happy for you guys. Who else is here? Katie's here, and she says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Going to Costco after work today, and nothing makes me happier.
Yeah, because nobody's going to be there. Go there on a Sunday. Go there on a Sunday and get back to us.
No, they're there. I go like in the middle of the day on a Tuesday, and I literally can't get in. It's insane.
I don't know what people.
They're never not busy.
Stop going on people's lunch break.
It's like 2:30, 3 o'clock. I'm like, what are we doing here after all my things are done for the day? It's insane. Anyways, also, gas, forget about it. Always sneaking. I've never waited behind less than 7 cars.
I don't do it.
Well, you're saving like massive amounts of money. So.
Well, I mean, what's gas cost at like BJ's or Costco?
Whatever the regular price is, it's normally $0.30 cheaper.
Okay, so $2 something? It's pretty good. I paid $3.19 yesterday at the pump. I filled up.
Yeah,
I was happy with that.
I got gas last week at Costco. It was like $2.90. So, good vibes, honestly.
I'll never forget, man, when things were just really going downhill and I was still living in California, the most I ever paid at the pump was $5.75 a gallon. I was like, maybe even more than that. Maybe it was $6.10. But I was like, can I get just $6 on pump?
You're pushing your car. Oh my gosh.
No thanks.
Yeah, insane. Who else is here? We have Heather weighing in.
So,
excuse me. Heather says, good morning. Feeling good because I stepped on the scale this morning. And I'm officially down 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Since July.
Get it, girl.
Yes, Heather.
That's what's up.
You guys are just, you're crashing your weight loss.
Heather's
you,
a little
Heather.
Skinny mini, huh?
Love it.
Get after it.
Absolutely love it. You're probably wondering what I'm wearing today.
I'm not, but go ahead. You can tell me.
I just feel like I'm at this place right now where.
What does your shirt say?
Oh, it says I'm literally just a girl. I'm at this place right now where, like, none of my clothes fit me. Like, none of them fit me.
Well, you lost 60 pounds.
So
yeah.
But it's also awkward because, like, I don't want to buy a whole new wardrobe right now because I'm not done.
Correct. You got to see.
So it's like, what do I do? I don't know.
Just keep wearing those sweatpants.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, you're going to be able to hang glide a Dorito.
That's the goal. That's always been the goal.
You can be able to hula hoop a Cheerio. Okay. Anyways, thank you guys for the vibes this morning. Your vibes are up, though?
Yeah. One more episode of Tell Me Lies tonight, and then we're done, which I'm happy and sad about. When you finish a show, you're like, ugh. And I have to wait 2 years before the next season?
See, I know that
so
feeling.
Stupid.
I just felt that the other night after finishing the Zodiac Killer documentary.
So stupid. So, but no, good vibes. Going to the suites tonight for a happy hour. 3NG Suites, where we took photos.
They're doing a happy hour.
Love it there. So if you guys are around and want to join, 3NG Suites.
What do they have, a bar now all of a sudden?
No, they're just doing like an open house with apps and drinks and
what time's that at?
5:30. It's come through.
I had a wonderful dinner at my parents' last night. Really, I went over there to get toiletries, but of course my mother was cooking.
You're like, I'm out of toilet paper. Like,
and believe it or not, Breezy, last night, only three courses. It was a three-course meal. That was it.
Well, it was a Monday, so.
Yeah, just taking it easy.
Yeah. What'd you have?
She made Italian homemade soup with the meatballs in it.
Like Italian wedding?
Yes.
Oh my God, so good.
It was excellent, too. And then we had butternut squash ravioli.
And then
she made these carrot cake cupcakes with the homemade whipped cream on
top. Your mom is the size of a mechanical pencil. I'm so confused. Where she puts it all?
It's not really.
Does she not eat it?
She doesn't really. It's for the family, you know. Okay, guys. Coming up for the big story of the day today, we got to get into this. All registered voters in Monroe County should have received a postcard listing. Where their polling site is. There was a lot of confusion about that because the letter they got in the mail was for early voting. So everybody was showing up to the wrong place and people were pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Lines were out the door at a lot of the polling sites over the weekend, but I'll break down for you what's happening, where to go, and get into the early voting process coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. Good old Shaboozy on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? It's Moose. It's Breezy. All registered voters in Monroe County should have received a postcard listing just telling them where their poll site is.
Mm-hmm.
But that site is only for election day. So if you're planning to vote early, you've got to do it at one of the 17 polling sites that are set up for that, like mm-hmm. the Monroe County office building, because lines were out the door at many of the polling sites over the weekend, with some people waiting more than an hour, some an hour and a half. But generally, spirits were high, and people didn't seem to mind. Nobody was, you know, throwing chairs or anything like that. In all, more than 30,000 people in Monroe County alone, they've already casted their ballot. I'm assuming you as well, Breezy?
Not yet.
There was some early voting complaints, though, from people who showed up at their regular polling places, only to find them closed. Because both the Democratic and Republican election commissioners got some pissed off phone calls from people who felt like the postcard they got in the mail was not clear whatsoever of where they were supposed to go. So a lot of the early voting sites were very busy over the weekend, but in Parenton, it was nonstop all day yesterday. And the line extended to the back of the mall and around the corner. Even if there isn't a line, it might take a few extra minutes compared to actual election day. But just a heads up, there are six more days of early voting until election day.
Yeah, I need to figure that out because I can't vote in this county, obviously, because I'm not from here. So
in Canandaigua.
I got to go down to Ontario.
What does your driver's license say?
Canandaigua. My parents' address. I'm not going to change my address every time I move. I have a new apartment every 5 minutes. So I have to just keep my parents' address.
Yeah, so it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in the next week and a half. I mean, this can go in either direction. I don't know. I felt like 4 years ago in 2020, we were all, I don't know, I felt like people were pretty, had their mindset on what direction the election was going to go in. And now it's like, I don't know. I have no
idea. It's a complete toss-up, honestly.
It really is.
It's a complete and utter toss-up.
So.
Which is quite terrifying.
Well, you know, you want change, you got to go out there and vote. Mm-hmm. Do your part. Coming up on the show, Anna wrote in for Parental Confidential. Speaking of politics, she is very upset after her daughter's kindergarten teacher brought up politics in the classroom. This, you were talking about five-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And what she said to the kids may blow your mind. What next steps should Anna take in dealing with this? We'll get to her message for parental and hear from you guys after the break on PXY.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Is politics in kindergarten really necessary? Anna from, well, I won't say from where, but she is pissed. Her daughter's teacher is bringing politics into the classroom. And she's looking for suggestions on how to even bring this up to the teacher or possibly the superintendent. Give us a call or send us a message to 585-252-9800 if you'd like to weigh in this morning, especially if you are a teacher. We'd love to hear from you. So here's the message from our girl Anna. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I feel this needs to be talked about because I am really upset. My five-year-old came home last week saying that Donald Trump is coming to save all of us and from saving us from all the bad people as well. And my son told me his kindergarten teacher told him that. Donald Trump is coming to save us all from all the bad people.
Right.
And she goes, I'm upset because he's five and we as parents don't talk to him about that because he's too young. He's learning to be a good person right now, and having a teacher point him to a controversial politician works against that. I guess this is not the first time this has happened after speaking to one of the parents who also has a child in the classroom. Does anyone, or if there are teachers listening, know how I should approach this to his teacher or possibly a superintendent? Okay.
Wow. Yeah, or any form of administration, because they should know what's going on.
That too, but I am friends with a couple of teachers, and I do know that they try very, very hard. I don't think they're supposed to share their political...
No, not at all.
Especially in kindergarten.
These kids, no matter what age, are very impressionable.
Yeah.
And they're going to take what you're saying as fact because they trust you as a teacher to educate them. And what you're saying is true. And your view on a political party or candidate is not fact. That's just an opinion.
Well, these kids, people too, they're trying to color in.
People are so quick to say that everything is fact, and it's simply not. They don't know the difference between an opinion and a fact.
No, these kids don't know. They want a juice box. They want to be able to color for a couple hours and head on home. Let's get to some of your messages are coming in now. Again, that message came in from Anna. She's a little pissed off because her five-year-old son's kindergarten teacher is throwing out politics in the classroom. Donald Trump is coming to save us all from all the bad people.
Right.
All right. Okay. Five-year-old's like, oh, that's what our teacher told us. Sue's here.
That's what they're teaching.
Good morning, Sue. Thanks for texting in this morning. I would write a respectful email to the kindergarten teacher asking for more info on the situation and what they specifically said and what specifically their their curriculum plans are surrounding this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to CC the principal and superintendent on the email.
Yeah.
You're going to start putting people on blast.
No, literally, like, I don't know. I just think it's crazy. Wait, Hannah, come here for a second. Our intern Hannah's here. You just told us something yesterday that was kind of crazy. When you were in high school, your teacher kind of let his political views get in the way of your education.
Oh, please share.
Yeah, my French teacher was a Trump supporter and a non-believer in COVID, and okay. He made those things very clear in the classroom, mm-hmm. which I just like felt was unnecessary. I don't need to know about that stuff. I had COVID for like 21 days. It was a long haul case, and he would not let me in the Zoom because he like didn't believe that I had COVID.
Right.
He didn't believe you had. What kind of proof did he want?
No, he doesn't believe in COVID
at all. He thinks it's a hoax. So he thought I was faking it and just stopped letting me into class on Zoom because of his own like personal beliefs.
Wee wee.
Yeah. Wee.
Oh.
Really
like go back to France? I don't know.
Okay, interesting.
Interesting indeed.
Kyle says, I'd email the teacher, principal, and potentially the superintendent, regardless of political, religious, or any other personal beliefs. I think that stuff does need to stay out of the classroom.
100%.
They're there to teach, not push any sort of agenda, especially on five-year-olds. It's so early. I mean, but then again, in this kid's defense, we don't know. This is all he said, she said. You know what I'm saying?
But like, also, like, I don't know. When it comes to kids, it's hard for them to just make stuff up that in depth. Like, does a five-year-old know the policies of the political policies of Donald Trump? I don't know.
No,
I don't think so.
I'm assuming not.
So. When it comes to being, there's certain professions out there that you need to set your own beliefs aside for the greater good of what you're doing and who you're helping or working on. A nurse, you can't just like not work on somebody because they just shot up someone or something. You have to work on them regardless. You know what I mean? You have to put your feelings aside no matter what they believe, no matter what their background is. That's just how it is. Teaching, same thing. Like, you can't sit there and be like, well, I'm not going to give Veronica good treatment because I know her parents don't believe in what I believe in. Like, that's just not.
No, I understand what you're
saying. You can't do that.
A couple of more. We got Carly weighing in this morning for Parental. She says, here I am, a grade 5 teacher who actually has government and elections in my curriculum. And I spend far more time helping kids understand the conservative point of view than the one I actually believe in, because it's important that we don't bring our own politics to our job as teachers. Another listener says, it is possible your five-year-old misunderstood, and that's okay. I can think of multiple times in my career that a child has misunderstood and reported home and vice versa. As a teacher that works in an incredibly conservative area, I would handle it immediately if you in fact think your son heard what he heard, and you would also want to get a paper trail of that. Maddie says, regardless of political, religious, or any other personal beliefs, that stuff needs to stay out of the classroom. They're there to teach. And who's this person? Tell this mom to call the school. This is beyond unacceptable, but please make sure you have all the facts first.
This person says, teacher here, go straight to admin. I would gather those facts and send an email to admin ASAP. And then this person says, would she have made a big deal about this if it was something negative about Trump and positive about Harris? Probably not. Chill. First of all, nobody's saying right or left. It's not about that. It's just about politics and politically charging your curriculum in the classroom.
Yeah, it's not right or left at all. This is basically about, like a lot of people are saying,
let kids be kids.
Teachers should not push any sort of agenda in the classroom, especially at that age.
Right.
I mean, Carly's right, though. You can teach the kids the curriculum. It's important for them to not bring politics into the classroom. But as far as pointing out their, like, what did she say here? Curriculum. I spend far more time helping kids understand the conservative point of view than one I actually believe in. Okay. All right, a lot of messages on this one today. But really, Anna, thank you for texting in. Like a lot of people are saying here, you got to reach out to not only the principal, but the superintendent and just let them know what's up. But really, get your facts straight, too. Also, this person said, there should be a paper trail. Know exactly what was said. Is it possible that a five-year-old misunderstood? Yeah, of course it's possible.
Mm-hmm. For sure. All right.
All right. Thank you guys so much for texting in. Anna, thank you for reaching out for Parental Confidential. We'll do another one coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. Stay there.
98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Breezy is going to be making a huge life change and will be moving in with her girlfriend to Fairport. And I wanted to ask her this morning what her biggest concerns are. But before that, do you guys who have already experienced this, and I know there's a lot of you, I'm a little late to the game on this, but I know you're supposed to discuss finances and split of household chores, house rules, but I was wondering if anyone had any unusual or unexpected tips or anything that came up after you moved in together that took you by surprise. Is there anything you didn't think of that would have been good to resolve ahead of time? 585-252-9800. I mean, there's a lot of conversations that need to be had when you move in with somebody.
I know. It's
when you move in with the love of your life.
It's definitely been, you know, a little bit of time here, and like a lot of people, U-hauling is a huge thing when it comes to lesbians, where you move in with each other one day after meeting each other.
My parents were asking at dinner last night how long you and your girl have been together, and I said, I think 7 months.
Mm-hmm. Since April.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. Now you in our relationship.
I just pay attention.
It's like,
all.
I got your date tattooed on my arm. No, yeah, 7 months, and then I'm not moving until January, so it'll be like 10. And I am excited. I'm nervous. I am happy to, I'm sad and happy to get out of the city. You know, that's something I've been kind of struggling and going back and forth with about. Love my place on Park Ave. I mean, don't always feel the safest.
Well, you know, as a single woman too, but I think a change of scenery is definitely going to do you some good.
Yeah, I do too. And just like a sense of a new routine, and like at Fairport is all the craze. Obviously, everyone knows, but
you could be at the cannery every weekend.
Literally belly up a tin cup. So I'm just excited for that, and to be, you know, closer to Canandaigua and that side of, you know, the city.
Yeah. But your biggest fear, your biggest concern, and I know you got them.
Yeah, it's, listen, I mean, I've only lived with one other partner in my whole spec of dating, the whole realm, right? And I've had plenty of partners. So this is a big deal. And I think it hits different because I'm 30.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now,
yeah,
I'm at a different stage in my life. Like when I lived with the last person I was with 4 or 5 years ago, just wasn't in a huge adult space. It was more so like, oh, yes,
roommates.
Like our apartment and like,
yeah,
you know, like it's... The idea of like buying a house or saving for anything wasn't top of mind. And this time it is because, you know, I'm 30. My girlfriend's 29, going to be 30. And the housing market and the amount of money people pay in rent these days is astronomically high.
Yeah.
And the move was coming regardless whether I was moving in with her or whether I was moving home. I talked about this a bunch of like just getting out of my apartment, although I love it a lot, and saving some money and stashing some money away to ultimately buy a house someday, 20, 30, I don't know. And I'm really like happy and thankful that I get to experience this with my girlfriend while also saving money.
Have you
both
guys,
of us.
Have you had the really deep conversations about finances together?
Yeah, of course. And like, I think that's something you have to do before you move in with anyone, regardless of anything, because I just feel like if you're moving in with someone, it's obviously progressively going towards the direction of ultimately being together forever, sharing finances, things like that.
Well, when it comes to finances, though, are you guys both agreeing to split everything 50-50?
Mm-hmm.
You are, right down the middle.
So... I didn't mention this, but she lives with her brother.
So her brother's also going to be there. Okay, so this is going to be three's company.
Which is not something I've ever obviously dealt with. I mean, I had a couple dogs.
How does he feel about you moving in there?
At first, he was not into it.
Okay, sure.
And then when we told him how much it was going to be, he was like, oh yeah, where do I sign? You know, so
as far as splitting the cost of everything, but I can't imagine he's going to be comfortable with wanting to stay there long term. Somebody's going to have to go.
Right.
And most likely, if you guys are looking to get your own house, I'm assuming it's going to be you and your girl.
Yeah, probably a year down the line, though. Like, we'll probably be there for... So I move in January. I think they're leased up in April. So it'll probably be a whole nother realm. But what I'm saying is, like, I feel like this move is financially responsible. And I think it's a move that is going to strengthen our relationship. Because, I mean, I'll be fully transparent and honest. Like, I love my girlfriend and we're so in love and we're doing all the things. But, like, it has been a little hard these last couple of months just because, like, you know, I work a couple of jobs. She works a couple of jobs. She has a dog, like, running around, like, back to Fairport and then back to the city and then back to, like, it's just, it's.
It's going to be a lot. And it's a lot. It's going to be a huge adjustment, too.
Right.
Because you guys are now sharing your own space. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about sleep habits. Jerry brings up a really good point here. Jerry was like, one of the things that I didn't realize when I moved in with my girlfriend was our sleep habits. You're not always going to go to bed at the same time, mm-hmm. especially with you waking up at, you know, the butt crack of dawn.
Yeah.
This is going to be tough because how are you going to work that out? You need to discuss a strategy to both ensure you guys get good sleep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we already are, like, sleeping together almost every night, so that's, like, not that big of a thing. And she, honestly, she likes to go to bed earlier than I do, which is a good thing for me to keep me on track. But I am excited because we got a king bed together. We switched the rooms. We moved into this space together.
Okay.
So, and that made me feel a little more comfortable of, like, I don't want to move into somebody's space. I don't want to move into somebody's apartment. Listen, no shade to them. Love them. Their apartment has nothing in it. I'm going to go in. I'm going to zhuzh it up. So it's like I'm moving into a brand new space anyways.
So Gina says, what happens if someone loses their job? Let's say she loses her job.
Mm-hmm.
Who's picking up the slack? Her brother or you?
Well, I...
Hypothetically speaking, these are conversations that need to be had.
I mean... probably me, which won't be that big of an issue considering the fact I'm already paying astronomically amount of rent. It's not like I'm not used to it. So that would probably be me.
Yeah, it would most likely fall on the significant other.
Yeah. So, I mean, God forbid. I hope that doesn't happen.
Well,
we
you
can
know,
ask the same question for me. So.
Yeah, life is, you know, it's Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah. I also don't like her apartment building. So, like, her actual apartment is nice, for sure.
But
I don't like...
the aesthetics of the building?
No, I don't like the aesthetics. I don't... like, location, amazing. Apartment, physical apartment we live in, great. It's that thing I made the other day, like, the walk to my apartment versus my actual apartment. Like, it's just... there's holes in the wall. Like, it's too much. It's too much. So...
yeah. Well, you know what? It's not your forever home. That's the thing. You got
to
keep that in mind.
And I need to keep reminding myself that.
Right.
We're doing this for a greater good.
Yeah. Because if you're smart, you're going to save that extra money that you would have spent on rent now on Park Avenue.
Correct.
A lot of people are weighing in. They're like, congratulations on the new chapter, Breezy.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I will obviously, we'll keep you guys updated. There will be a lot of content to come. Like just this other morning, like I slept over there and I woke up at 4:45 and her brother was in the bathroom. I'm like,
oh, that's tough.
I need to go to work.
So. That's really good luck with that. I'm sure you're going to keep us posted. And not only that, but
not
this new
in a bucket,
this new experience could have you going to therapy way more than you ever thought you would.
I know. My therapist is on maternity leave right now. She needs to hustle.
She needs to be on call 100%.
For sure.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
This is really scary, and I think we need to just draw attention to it because this can happen literally anywhere. A parolee was arrested yesterday on Monday after investigators say that he beat and choked a woman in the hospital parking lot, stole her car, and then led police on a chase and tried to run over state troopers. So
when will it end? When is it going to end?
Isaiah Weathers, 34, was charged with robbery, assault, grand larceny, and reckless endangerment, as well as criminal obstruction of breathing. Weathers was released 10 days ago on parole for robbery and other charges relating to a carjacking in 2013. teen, according to police. And he hit the ground running right with another crime. So there's that.
Right. So you said he was only out for 10 days and then right back to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So basically the police were called to RGH around 9:30 in the morning yesterday for the report of a robbery in the parking garage, which obviously as a woman, I mean, as anyone in a parking garage, kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. Don't really get good vibes in there just because there's not a lot of foot traffic.
None.
And you're kind of enclosed. And according to investigators, a woman said she was sitting in her Kia when someone approached her and demanded her to get out of the car. Police said that Weathers choked her for several minutes and before she was able to get away. And then he left in her vehicle. Police saw the car near Lake Ave and Brittenden Street, and they tried to pull it over. Obviously, he didn't, which led to a chase. And then he drove directly at a state trooper who was setting up the spike strips near Lake Ave to stop the vehicle from moving, obviously. And then once they hit the strips, he hit the strips, tried to run away on foot. The dog chased. Like, what a mess. Like, what a disaster.
For what? And it's all for what?
Right.
For what? Because so you can take the car on a joyride and then eventually abandon it 10 minutes later. It's right. Like people are dying over this type of crap.
Right. It's insane. And like, this is why.
You think we're frustrated? The police are frustrated.
Yeah.
I've had conversations with them. When my window got busted, the first thing they did was roll their eyes. They're like, oh, God, we have so many better things to be doing.
Right.
It's nonstop.
It's just like a lawless city.
Guys, be careful. Just be so mindful of your surroundings. It doesn't matter if it's 9 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock at night.
It's stories like these that make me kind of excited to get out of the city. But these things happen.
Fairport hair breezy comes. But even then, you still have to be careful.
100%.
Coming up on the show, should you be allowed to use sick days to care for a sick pet? Yes or no? Lydia is on the phone waiting to chat with us, and her manager is saying no. It has to count as PTO, not a sick day. It's only a sick day if you're caring for a child or a family member. Are your pets not your children, though?
Confused.
Are they not family? We'll get Lydia on the phone with us to hear her story coming up next on the show.
98PXY, the number one hit music station.
Lydia needs some advice. She told the company she works for on Friday that she would have to take off next week to bring her dog to the vet because her dog has not been doing too well. Mm. But they told her she was welcome to take off, but it would not be considered a sick day. It would have to be counted as a PTO day because her animals is not considered a child or a family member. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We brought this up yesterday on the show briefly, and we have Lydia on the line with us now who says this is a real hot button for her.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Lydia.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Tell us more in detail what's happening. Should you be allowed to use sick days to care for a sick pet, yes or no?
Absolutely, 100% you should be allowed to.
Okay.
And it sounds like that's not the opportunity you're getting.
No, not at all. Honestly, like, I'm prepared to, at this point, like, quit my job and, like, potentially hire a lawyer. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Go deeper.
My manager's honestly, he's been giving me such a hard time about it. And it's like, I've worked there for 2 years. I've been a great employee. Like, and he's telling me that, like, I'm not allowed to take sick days to take care of my dog. And if I take off, I'm going to have to use my PTO, which I think is totally, like, it's not fair because, like, I have plenty of, like, coworkers that, you know, do sick days to take care of, like, their child. And, like, to me, my dog, Bernard, he's my child.
Bernard? Okay? So
Bernard!
Yeah.
How old is Bernard?
He's only 2. He's a baby.
Oh, he's 2 years old.
He's just a baby. So,
is Bernard sick?
So he's been having, like, stomach issues and stuff. And honestly, like, I feel like he has got a little depression. You know, like, as the seasons change, like, he does, like, start to sleep more. And, like, he just doesn't seem like himself. And it's, like, he's been, like, having diarrhea. So I'm, like, you know, I'm, like, I want to be able to, like, take off with him, like, monitor him like you would, like, a child. And it's, like, I just don't understand, like, I mean, like, my boss has a dog. Like, I don't understand, like, why he's, like, being so adamant against, like, that, like, oh, it's not your child. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry that you don't feel that way, but to me, he's absolutely my child.
Yeah, listen, I don't really like dogs that much, but when it comes to people caring for their pets, especially if their pet is sick or if their pet is dying. You have to have a little bit of empathy, and you can't just say to these people, well, it's just a dog, or it's just a cat. Like, that is so diminishing to somebody's feelings and emotions. Like, people, although I'm not the biggest animal lover, I would never say that to somebody.
Yeah, I appreciate that too, because it's like, I completely understand that not everybody feels the same way. Like,
right.
At least give me the opportunity to like have the same, like, you know, like if I'm telling you that this is like what's real for me, like this is like emotional for me, that my dog is like my child, I want to be able to take care of him, mm-hmm. and not have PTO, but like everybody else in the office can do it like for their children, like right. whatever they, because it's just not, I just don't see it as fair.
Right.
Yeah. That makes sense. Because,
well, the argument here is pets are family, are they not?
Absolutely. I'm my absolute closest fan. Like, I mean, some people don't have like human children or can't have children. You know, it's mm-hmm. like you're a judge. Like, Bernard is absolutely my family.
Bernard.
Basically, when you've come to your boss and you've asked him to use a sick day to take care of Bernard, his response was, it's going to have to be PTO.
And it's like a non-starter. It's like, and it's like almost like scoffing. It's not even like I understand, but it's like absolutely not.
Okay, but like, why do you have to tell anyone why you're sick? Like, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
You brought it up. So if you were to say, hey, I have to take like a personal day or a sick day, they can't really ask you why, correct?
Right.
I mean, yeah, you know what? I guess. But I think I just like, it's like the principle of it too. It's like, you're allowed to take sick days on the behalf of other people in your family. He is my family. Yeah. I should be able to take sick days.
Yeah. And see, there's some managers out there in some companies that don't look at it that way though, Lydia. If you guys are just joining us, the question we're asking is, should you be allowed to use sick days to care for a sick pet? Yes or no? 585-252-9800. Lydia, how's Bernard doing now?
He's okay. He's over here sleeping next to me right now.
Bernard.
All right. Well, give him our best. We got so many texts coming in on this and some calls that we want to get to, because this seems like this is a hot button for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Thank you so much for listening, you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on this morning and agreeing to share your story. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Lydia. Take care. Let's go over to Katie real quick. She says, you allow it. What's stopping them from saying, I have a doctor's appointment for a vet checkup? It's
right.
Technically the truth. And if you're not asking for notes or verification anyway, I don't see any harm.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
100%. I just think that, you know, it's so hard because I don't think that she had to disclose that information, considering the fact that it's like a medical thing. But also, like, she already did. So now she's kind of in a spot where it's too late to backpedal and go against that. So I don't know. I feel like she should have played her cards closer to her chest. Although it's stupid that she even has to do that, considering the fact that she doesn't have a manager that's like actually willing to work with her or see her side on that, which is, don't love that.
No, we don't. Let me get to some phone calls here. I have Jennifer on the line. Hi, good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I just want to say that I think this is totally like a thing that people don't talk about enough. Like, mm-hmm. I work just as hard in my job as other people. I don't have kids. I don't take care of people that are elderly. Yeah. I don't smoke. Like, people take off a lot of time from work to do certain things. And, you know, I have a dog. I think that it's relevant for me to have my own personal time to take care of something that, you know, people do every day and nobody blinks an eye, but it's, you know, kind of, it's unfair. Like, I totally think that this woman should be able to take off work.
Have you ever been in a situation, Jennifer, yourself, where you had to take off, like, a long period of time off work to care for your animal?
Yes.
You have. And what happened as far as work? Did you tell them you were doing that? Did they give you any trouble for it?
Yeah, I mean, I had to use my own sick days, my own personal time. It wasn't something that I got paid for.
Right, as opposed to if it was your child, then it'd be a different story.
Right.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Thanks for the call, Jennifer. Appreciate it. This is interesting. We just got a text from a guy named Dave that says there's a new amendment that would allow anyone to use sick days to care for their pet. Right now, you can only use them if you or someone in your family is sick, but that's the basic argument right now. Mm-hmm. Like that caller said, pets are family.
Right.
Nancy says, did this lady just say her dog suffers from seasonal depression? Oh, give me a break. There's no such thing.
Did she say that?
Yeah. Are you seeing this? I agree with this woman's boss. Pets are not children. If you don't have a sick child or family member, then you should be forced to use your vacation or PTO time.
Please. Give me a break. this person says, I think it would be totally responsible to use your sick days to care for a sick pet. Your vacation time is meant to be enjoyed for a vacation, and sick time is meant for just that, being sick, whether it's yourself, a kid, a parent, a pet, etc.
Yeah, listen, pets are more important to people than ever before. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. But if your employer is not allowing you to use a sick day to care for like a pet that you've had for many, many years, or even if it's a brand new pet, you know how much you love your dog or your cat or whatever you, I don't know, frog. There's still,
you know,
this
how
is,
much I love my ferret.
Regardless of what the animal is, it's part of your family.
Right.
And we have another person saying it's time to find another employer.
That's what she basically started the call with.
Lydia is ready to pull out.
Pull the plug.
She's ready to pull out the lawyers.
Right.
All right, guys, thank you for weighing in on this morning. I know this is a hot button for a lot of people because, yes, pets are family. And the question is, should you be allowed to use sick days to care for a sick pet? And a majority of people are saying 100% yes. But like Dave said, with that new amendment that would allow you to use sick days, that's possibly in the works right now. I don't know if that's been passed or not. I have no idea.
Correct.
But I'm sure a lot of people would love to see that take place. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. It's Moose. It's Breezy. It's PXY. We'll be right back.
98 PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Dingy ding ding. 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Moose, Breezy, There I Said It. Got something you need to get off your chest. Now would be the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Giving you 7 minutes. Clock starts right now. Let's go over to our friend JC. I saw this text soon as it came in. I don't know if you missed it, Breezy, but I'm going to go ahead and read this one.
Please do.
Hey, Hannah.
She goes, huh?
Hi, please don't read this on the air, but I was wondering if I can get intern Hannah's Instagram. I just turned 31. I have my own place, and I don't really drink or party, just focused on work, if she's interested. Hannah?
Hannah's Instagram is on
respond?
Our Instagram, but Hannah, come yeah, over here.
He
obviously, he's not using his resources. Right,
yeah, well. Hannah, what do you think?
I don't really want to go out with someone that doesn't even know how to work Instagram.
Oh, man.
That is big T. You told him, Hannah.
Are you into the fact that he doesn't drink or party?
No. She goes, no, I'm 21. Thank you, though.
Okay, JC, we're going to move on, buddy. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's a hard no from us. Thank
oh, my God,
you,
JC, it's going to be a hard no, buddy. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what he looks like either.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, all right.
He's 31.
One?
She's 21? No.
What's a 10-year age gap? So what? A lot
to me. First of all, come back here. What is it?
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The 10-year age gap
when you're 21.
With us is fine. With her and a 31-year-old, weird. You're what does a 31-year-old have in common with a 21-year-old?
Like, I don't own a home. I'm assuming you have, like, a mortgage or something. I don't know what we talk about.
And also, no. Hannah has, like, $4 in her bank account right now.
Legit.
That's why. She needs a daddy. Hey, listen, you don't know if he has a mortgage. He could probably be, probably has a studio apartment at North Glen Apartments in Greece. You don't know that.
I guess so. I'm just, I don't want to find out.
Okay. All right. We'll move on. Thank you so much for trying, JC.
Hannah's walking back to her seat with her head hung. This person says, your kid's not going to the NFL. I don't care how insta-famous he is. There, I said it.
Okay.
You know what?
I'm dying this morning. This is just all.
Oh my God.
All good things.
What was
that? All good things. The studio, it's falling apart.
Right. This person says, if you're 20 years or older, please own ChapStick. We are too gross, too old to have gross lips. There, I said it.
I 100% agree.
As
I'm putting on my ChapStick.
I'm a Carmex girl.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Sitting on the middle seat of a plane is the absolute best. You get two armrests, and the flight attendant pays more attention to you, especially if you're cute.
Because they feel bad for you.
Okay.
There, I said it.
Samantha says, can everyone stop saying they rescued their pet? Adopting and rescuing are not the same thing. Unless you ran into a burning building or jumped into a pool to save an animal's life, you didn't rescue anything. There, I said it.
That is such big tea. That is such big tea. No one would call an adoption for a child a rescue. That's horrible. And not to mention, you're right. You're not saving them from a burning building.
I know. But people like to say they rescued their pet. I understand that too. JC's back.
Oh, man.
Hannah, JC says, I do not own a house. I rent. But also, I'm open to getting a drink if you're into that type of thing.
I'm no thanks.
Okay. All right.
Oh, we're so good. Thank you.
JC, you're not being persistent enough.
Mm.
No means yes.
Oh, my God. Ew. No,
I'll puke. I'm just kidding. Let's go over to Greg. What's up, Greg? Morning, Moose and Breezy. My wife gets so pissed at me if I don't talk to her in the car while driving. I prefer to sit in silence without listening to her or music. Not to mention, if there's an ambulance behind me, I'll actually be able to hear it without the sound of her yapping. There, I said it.
Jeez. Oh my God.
Greg's got a death wish this morning.
Yeah.
It's brave.
Mine for today is this. If you're not grooming your eyebrows, we have bigger problems. There, I said it. People who don't take pride in their eyebrows is not someone I want to hang out with.
It says
truth
a lot.
Truth be told.
It says a lot about you. I'll never forget the girls in high school who did the McDonald's arch.
Mm-hmm. The golden arch?
Golden arch eyebrow. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That would send a shiver up my spine.
It looked like a rainbow, but very, very, very thin.
Mine for today is, if someone ever invites me over to dinner and serves me Spam, they're dead to me. There, I said
Spam?
It.
Spam?
I still cannot figure out what's in that tin can. It's just a square slab of wet, gelatinous meat.
It's cat food.
It's an absolutely diabolical food. It's absolutely disgusting. And I understand it's a delicacy in Hawaii, but it's gross. Come on. We can all admit it's gross. And it's got a shelf life of like 40 years.
I'm so good.
Moose, do you want to be my daddy? Why? Do you need help with your homework?
This has gotten really weird.
Yeah, this has. Let me go over to Amy real quick. Amy says the toilet paper roll should always be placed over, not under. There, I said it. And I'm willing to fight anyone who disagrees. It should be placed over. I agree, not under. She's 100% right. My girlfriend loves playing the victim. I cannot wait until I'm single. There, I said it.
Oh, and then we'll leave it with this one. 42-year-old men who live with their parents, have no bills to pay, but still can't afford child support are pathetic losers. There, I said it. That feels targeted.
That does.
Yeah, that does feel really targeted.
Are you seeing this last text? Mm-hmm. This is really odd today. If that JC guy who messaged in earlier about getting that intern's Instagram is who I think it is, then run. I know a JC who is also 31, and that dude is bad news. I think you dodged a bullet here, Hannah.
We always have to trust our girls' intuition. You know what I mean? We got to trust it.
So, no, you don't want to go out with this guy? It's absolutely no.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 63 for the high today. We'll take that. All registered voters in Monroe County should have received a postcard listing their polling site. But that site is only for Election Day. If you're planning to vote early, you've got to do it at one of the 17 polling sites that are set up for that, like Monroe County Office Building. Because lines were out the door at many of the polling sites over the weekend, with some people waiting more than an hour. But generally, spirits were high. I mean, people didn't seem to mind having to wait that long. In all, more than 30,000 people in Monroe County alone have casted their ballots already. There were some early complaints from people who showed up at their regular polling places only to find them closed. Both the Democratic and Republican election commissioners got some pissed off phone calls, if you will, from people who felt like the postcard everyone received as a reminder could have been a lot more clear. Mm-hmm. You know, you get all these older folks, too, that are showing up and took 10 minutes out of their day to drive the opposite direction.
Right.
A lot of the early voting sites were very busy over the weekend. But in Parenton, I mean, it was nonstop all day yesterday. The line extended to the back of the mall and around the corner. Even if there isn't a line, it might take a few extra minutes compared to Election Day. So just keep that in mind. There are six more days of early voting until Election Day. So get on out there and get your voices heard.
When we talk about voting and like all of that stuff, it's really, you know, precedent because it's pressing because 1 week from today is Election Day. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about like, oh, did you get your registered voting info in the mail and all that stuff? When it comes to that, I feel overwhelmed, and I know I can't be alone because I obviously am going to vote, but I do understand why people don't vote because they're not educated on what documents you need, where you're going, all of that stuff. And yes, it could be just be out of sheer laziness, but I do think it is a little complex.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. Going by logic, not voting means to give the people who do vote a much stronger voice.
Mm-hmm.
But where do you stand on people who say they refuse to vote? Because there's a number of reasons why people don't vote, like Breezy just mentioned, but the people who refuse to vote, I mean, with the election only a week away, coming up, we'll talk about where you can vote and why some people are choosing not to. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings. Where do you stand on people who say they refuse to vote? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. One more week, guys, and then the political ads on TV will start to fizzle out, maybe. But with the election a week away, not voting means to give people who do vote a stronger voice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you or someone you know, are they in a position right now where you're not interested in voting for either party? Why?
Yeah, there's a lot of people just won't do it. They refuse. And it's not a lack of like, you know, I just don't want to like register to vote or all that stuff. Did you register to vote?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't,
which is why I've been getting so many stuff from jury duty. It's like, how many times do I have to try to get out of jury duty?
Right.
Can I even do it? Being
what?
In the media?
No, you can't.
I'm in the clear. Okay.
I just went on to figure out a little more information because when it comes to not voting, I don't agree with it, but I understand why people don't do it. It's a complex process, in my opinion.
Why do you think people don't do it?
Because there's a lot of, in my opinion, hoops you have to jump through, paperwork you have to fill out, a lot of admin that's involved. And it seems daunting. And I know it's your, you know, duty as an American citizen to do so. I get that 100%. But I'm just saying I understand why people don't.
Yeah, even when I was filling out my taxes last year on like TurboTax, mm-hmm. I had to go through the whole entire list
mm-hmm.
of the voting process.
Right.
So
I went online to figure out what the tea is with all of this. And it's quite shocking because It's the deadline to register to vote for the 2024 general election. It ended on Saturday.
That's right. This weekend.
So if you didn't register, you won't be able to vote.
So this past weekend was the deadline for that.
On Saturday.
And it makes sense. I mean, people had plenty of time to do that.
Right.
Where are you? Well, you're in Canandaigua, so you're...
Yeah.
Poll is where you have to go to Canandaigua.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, like, listen, the whole polls of it all, like, there's polls all over the place, but you can't just go to any poll and vote. I think that's one of the biggest things that people can get confused about. Like, my address is Ontario County, so I couldn't just, like, go down in the city and vote.
Yeah, you can't be in Monroe County doing that.
No. And I think that's why another reason people don't do it, because it's like, oh, now, like, for example, our intern Hannah, like, grew up on Long Island. She's not going to, like, go down to Long Island next week and vote. But there is absentee ballots. There's things of that nature that you can do as well.
Which they have at Nazareth College, right? Yeah. Okay. And we were asking the question, do you know someone who just refuses to vote? Why? A couple people weighing in right now, 585-252-9800. Jim is here. He says, people who declare they will not vote are not worth my time to engage if they literally see no difference between Harris and Trump. Then no arguments anyone can offer is going to persuade them to vote. Mike says people who say they won't vote are probably the sort of people who maybe shouldn't vote to begin with.
Mm-hmm. People who refuse to vote are dumb. You cannot complain about politics and things going on in this country if you're not voting, especially women, when women haven't always had the right to vote. Women were once seen as second-class citizens and weren't given the right to vote or have a voice whatsoever. Now you have the opportunity to do so, so why wouldn't you? And she goes on to say, or they go on to say, there's literally no hoops to jump through. You have to fill out a card and that is it. But like, fill out a card or something. My question is, and like, I'm having this conversation this morning because I don't have all the answers. And this is important to talk about. Am I registered to vote? Do you have to register every single election is what I'm asking? Or if I registered once, am I good to go? That I'm actually asking the question of this morning.
No, I do not think you need to unless you were to move or have a change of address or you live in a different county.
So I'm good to go because I just hit the panic button because I haven't done anything. Like Saturday was the deadline. I haven't done anything, but I've voted in past elections. So am I good?
I'm almost positive, but somebody can call in and correct us if we're wrong on that.
Dad, are you listening? Because that's something that I'm worried about.
Let me go over to Jill. This is a long text, but this is crazy because I think a lot of people can relate to what Jill's saying right now. Jill says it's sad, but this is the time of the year where my family is completely divided. And we have my dad to thank for that. He is hardcore Republican. My mom's Democrat. And it doesn't matter where or when, my father will start a fight with someone who does not agree with him on his politics. So many people refuse to join our family during the holidays because of the drama my dad has caused over the years. It blows my mind that my parents are even still married today. I'm the person who refuses to vote, and it pisses my dad off. Sounds like she's doing it for spite.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's when it's the toughest time is during the holidays, and you have people like Jill's father who just ruin it. Christmas is now officially ruined because of this guy.
Yeah. This person says it's really crazy to call someone dumb for not voting when people like my grandma don't vote for religious reasons. Okay. Pop off, grandma. Go all the way off. And then they went on to say, no, you don't need to re-register as long as you don't plan on changing parties or have a change in address. Okay, phew. Because I literally saw that deadline and I was like, wait, am I good to go or what's going on here? Do we have someone on the line?
Yeah, let me go over to our girl Elizabeth here. Good morning.
Yes, hi, good morning. I have a political science background, been active in politics my whole life.
Thank God.
You only need to register once.
Okay.
If you change your address, you do need to update the Board of Elections, but you can go to your old polling place where you used to vote, where you used to live,
okay,
and you can vote there. if you go to the wrong polling place, they have to give you what's called a provisional ballot.
Okay.
And you will still be allowed to vote there. The provisional ballots are counted in the event the election is so close that the provisional ballots will decide the election.
Really?
That's what those are for. Yeah.
So technically you can go to a different poll?
If it's a sincere accident and you can't find your polling place, they can't turn you away. They'll give you a provisional ballot.
I see.
Interesting. Hey. So those are like the backup votes, kind of?
Those are like the backup votes, right. But you really want to try to go to your
sure.
to your polling place.
Sure.
But you only have to register once. I believe the only people who have to register again are convicted felons who are released from incarceration.
Okay.
Yeah,
that makes
that
sense.
Let me, Elizabeth, on the phone, I got to ask you this.
Yes.
You're familiar with the early ballots that were burned in Washington and in Oregon, right? That were set on fire?
I heard a little bit about that, yeah.
Okay, so basically there was hundreds of them. In a situation like that where hundreds of ballots are damaged and in a fire like that, do these people have to go back and, I mean, they can't tell whose ballots those belong to, but what happens in a situation like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in a situation like that, it would most likely, because they haven't been counted and they won't be counted until Election Day, you would most likely need to make sure that you're taking it upon yourself to go and to fill out a provisional ballot just in case.
And then, Elizabeth, one more thing while we have you on the phone, because you're the expert in this.
Sure.
The fraudulent voter registration scheme that was uncovered in Pennsylvania, which is obviously so prevalent considering the fact that Pennsylvania is a swing state. What do we know about that?
I don't really know much about it at all. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't know. I mean, what I can tell you is that anytime there has been a fraudulent voter scheme, it has been extremely rare,
mm-hmm.
And it's been caught almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So out of every single fraudulent, out of every single story you hear where people are trying to scare people into saying their vote won't count or there's people on the rolls that aren't supposed to be there,
mm-hmm.
out of every single one of those, there's probably 0.1 of those stories that are ever legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure people are never scared or intimidated to vote or feel that their vote isn't going to be counted.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for your expertise this morning, Elizabeth. Really
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
You're the best.
I'm happy to help.
Okay, have
Thanks.
The best day. Thank you.
That's what we needed.
Yeah, no, thank
we
you for clearing
our
that
girl.
Up. All right, thank you guys so much. And then we have people like John that says, I refuse to vote because I strongly believe that no matter who I vote for, change is not going to take place. So many people put all their trust into the president, and it's absolutely ludicrous.
Period.
See, and like talking politics to anybody, you're never, I mean, we should all be able to just have a conversation without people throwing chairs. But unfortunately, it doesn't come down to that, especially during the holidays. I mean, look at Jill's dad.
I know. And listen, like, we're not telling you to vote one way or the other. Just vote regardless, because it is your right to do so. And if you don't vote, then you don't have a right to bitch. Period. Point blank. Thank you.
Taking a quick break on the show. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Our girl Lydia needs some advice.
Yes, she does.
She told the company she works for on Friday that she would have to take off next week to bring her dog to the vet because her dog has not been doing well. And they told her she was welcome to take time off, but it would not be considered a sick day. It would have to be counted as PTO
mm-hmm.
because her animals are not considered a child or a family member.
Right.
And we brought this up yesterday on the show briefly. We have Lydia on the line with us now who says this is a hot button for her. Especially considering the fact that when you tell somebody that their animal is not a family member, ooh, they don't like that.
They don't.
Hi, Lydia.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Tell us more in detail what's happening. Should you be allowed to use sick days to care for a sick pet, yes or no?
Absolutely, 100% you should be allowed to.
Okay.
And it sounds like that's not the opportunity you're getting.
No, not at all. Honestly, like, I'm prepared to, at this point, like, quit my job and, like, potentially hire a lawyer. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Go deeper.
My manager's honestly, he's been giving me such a hard time about it. And it's like, I've worked there for 2 years. I've been a great employee. Like, And he's telling me that, like, I'm not allowed to take 6 days to take care of my dog. And if I take off, I'm going to have to use my PTO, which I think is totally, like, it's not fair because, like, I have plenty of, like, coworkers that, you know, do 6 days to take care of, like, their child. And, like, to me, my dog, Bernard, he's my child.
Bernard! Okay? So Bernard!
Yeah.
How old is Bernard?
He's only 2. He's a baby.
Oh, he's 2 years
old. He's just a baby. So,
is Bernard sick?
So he's been having, like, stomach issues and stuff. And honestly, like, I feel like he has got a little depression. You know, like, as the seasons change, like, he does, like, start to sleep more. And, like, he just doesn't seem like himself. And it's, like, he's been, like, having diarrhea. So I'm, like, you know, I'm, like, I want to be able to, like, take off with him, like, monitor him like you would, like, a child. And it's, like, I just don't understand, like, I mean, like, my boss has a dog. Like, I don't understand, like, why he's, like, being so adamant against, like, that, like, oh, it's not your child. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry that you don't feel that way, but to me, he's absolutely my child.
Yeah, listen, I don't really like dogs that much, but when it comes to people caring for their pets, especially if their pet is sick or if their pet is dying, you have to have a little bit of empathy, and you can't just say to these people, well, it's just a dog, or it's just a cat. Like, that is so diminishing to somebody's feelings and emotions. Like, people, although I'm not the biggest animal lover, I would never say that to somebody.
Yeah, I appreciate that too, because it's like, I completely understand that not everybody feels the same way. Like,
right.
But at least give me the opportunity to, like, have the same, like, you know, like, if I'm telling you that this is, like, what's real for me, like, this is, like, emotional for me, that my dog is, like, my child, I want to be able to take care of him,
mm-hmm.
and not have my PTO, but, like, everybody else in the office can do it, like, for their children, like, right. whatever they, because it's just not, I just don't see it as fair.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because,
well, the argument here is pets are family, are they not?
Absolutely. I'm my absolute closest fan. Like, I mean, some people don't have, like, human children or can't have children. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, who's the judge? Like, Bernard is absolutely my family.
Bernard.
Basically, when you've come to your boss and you've asked him to use a sick day to take care of Bernard, his response was, it's going to have to be PTO.
And it's a non-starter. It's like, and it's like almost like scoffing. It's not even like I understand, but it's like absolutely not.
Okay, but like, why do you have to tell? Why do you tell anyone why you're sick? Like, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
You brought it up. So if you were to say, "Hey, I have to take like a personal day or a sick day," they can't really ask you why, correct?
Right.
I mean, yeah, you know what? I guess. But I think I just, like, it's like the principle of it, too. It's like, you're allowed to take 6 days on the behalf of other people in your family. He is my family. Yeah. I should be able to take 6 days.
Yeah, and see, there's some managers out there and some companies that don't look at it that way, though, Lydia. If you guys are just joining us, the question we're asking is, should you be allowed to use 6 days to care for a sick pet? Yes or no? 585-252-9800. Lydia, how's Bernard doing now?
He's okay. He's over here sleeping next to me right now. So,
Bernard.
All right. Well, give him our best. We got so many texts coming in on this and some calls that we want to get to, because this seems like this is a hot button for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on this morning and agreeing to share your story. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Lydia. Take care. All right, let's get to some of your messages right here. We got Katie that says, what's stopping them from saying, I have a doctor's appointment for a vet checkup? It's technically the truth if you're mm-hmm. not asking for notes or verification anyways.
Right.
There shouldn't be any harm. No harm.
There's a lot of people that, like, don't agree, though. This person is saying, that's a dog, not a child. She sounds crazy. I don't like this at all. Oh, my God. Okay. That's really something. This person says, animals are not children. If you care for them, PTO it is. There, I said it. Oh, all right. We're back to doing there. I said it. It's a dog, not a child. I love my pet, but he's not my child. My children are human beings, you know, actual people. People are really mad.
Let's go over to Nancy. Nancy says, did this lady just say her dog suffers from seasonal depression? Give me a break. There's no such thing. And I agree with this woman's boss. Pets are not children. If you don't have a sick child or family member, then you should be forced to use your vacation or PTO time. This person says, this is odd. We just have paid time off. I don't care or want to know what you are using the time for. Requiring a doctor's note for a regular appointment might invite a HIPAA. USA medical privacy law issue. Mm. This woman should be able to just take the time off she needs. Yeah, because pets are more important to people than ever before now.
Right.
This person sure. says, if your employer is not allowing you to use a sick day to care for a pet, that is your family, then you should absolutely find another employer.
Period.
It's a hot topic for a lot of people. I don't have pets. I know you don't either. But man, I don't want the responsibility of having to stay home for a week if needed. That's the thing.
But you know, I also I also see the other side of like, okay, say something were to happen to their dog or her dog or anyone's dog. And unfortunately, tragically, it passes away.
Yeah.
Like, I hate the notion that people don't give people grief or time to grieve when a dog passes or an animal passes. And like, it's just a dog. Like, you shouldn't be off of work. It's just a dog. Like, no, that's not fair for you to say. That's not fair for you to say.
Any animal, whether it's a dog or a cat, I don't care what it is, eventually it does become part of the family. I had a rabbit for 13 years, and when we had to put down, I thought I could care less about the rabbit. But to be quite honest with you, I was broken up about it for like 48 hours. It's tough because it does become part of the family.
Mm-hmm. This person says, read your employee handbook before this happens. Hiring a lawyer would be a waste of time. New York state law says that they can't ask you why you're sick or what your appointment is for if you're trying to use sick time. Call in sick or say you have a doctor's appointment. They can't ask for a note until 3 days, like if you take 3 consecutive days off. Read the laws in the handbook and know your rights.
Oh, listen, here's a new text we just got from a guy named Dave who says there's a new amendment that would allow anyone to use sick days to care for their pet. Right now, you can only use them if you or someone in your family is sick. But that's the basic argument right now. Like that caller said, pets are family. Well, this is interesting. I didn't know about this amendment.
This person said paid sick leave does not cover pets. It's state regulated. It's not up to your boss.
Mm.
So okay, there's, I got changing. Two different things here. That so could, I'm not sure. And then this person just says, oh my God, everyone shut up. That's her child. Period.
All right, guys. Thanks for all the messages this morning. And that's the question. Is your pet part of the family? Most people say yes. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY. 98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action!
This was a scary one yesterday on the show. Breezy and I acted out the 2013 film The Conjuring.
But I crushed, so...
Thank you.
Would you say this was my best one yet?
I would say you deserve to give yourself a little pat on the back after yesterday's performance. Breezy will break down the film The Conjuring for her latest review, but here's a clip of us acting out the scene from the movie yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater. And yes, is Breezy going to be nominated for an Oscar?
Probably.
You tell us. What is your name?
You don't belong here.
My name is Morris Gross. Who are you, darling?
This is my home. Get out now! Oh. Knock, knock.
Oh, very well. Who's there?
Bill. 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 Bill!
Bill who?
My name is Bill Wicking, and I'm 72 years old.
Where did you come from?
I come from the grave. I went blind and died in my sleep in a chair in the corner.
Why did you come here?
I like to hear them scream! The same way I want you to scream!
Where are you going? Cut! You're not you when you're hungry.
No, fully.
You're just not.
Eats his Snickers, literally goes back to normal voice.
People are applauding you, Breezy, giving you a standing ovation. Basically, if you haven't seen the film, this is based off of a true story. In 1970, paranormal investigators and demonologists, that's a thing, Lorraine and Ed Wilson Warren, are summoned to the home of Caroline Lily Taylor and Roger Perrin. The Perrins and their five daughters have recently moved into a secluded farmhouse where a supernatural presence has made itself known, and in a big way, too. Though the manifestations are relatively low-key at first, if you will, events soon escalate in a horrifying fashion, especially after the Warrens discover the house's history. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 86%. Breezy, what are you scoring it? Did the movie hold up, yes or no?
So, listen, this movie was weird, of course, but I was very blown away by how they can use special effects, and this is what I was going to ask you, since were in the movies.
Yeah.
How do they make it look like she's being dragged?
Well, a lot of times you have a guy that's dressed up in a green suit, and they used to put it behind a green screen. So he'll be dragging her down a hallway, and then they can
buy her hair.
Yeah, and then they could just cut that out in post production.
Interesting. Well, I was shook.
Did this movie hold up, Breezy?
I don't think
it's based on a true story.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yes, it did.
How can we be so sure? You know, how can we be so sure? No, it didn't hold up.
Well, I don't know how we cannot hold up when it all is actual events.
I just don't think it would happen. And for them to be like, this actually happened, did it actually happen? I think a lot of it was fabricated, in my opinion.
Have you seen the actual documentaries based around this film? Probably not.
Didn't catch it. Didn't catch it, unfortunately. But it was scary, I will say. And there were a lot of things that really spooked me out. Like when she was completely taken over, demonic, all of the things.
I thought this movie was actually a little bit more scarier than the actual Exorcist.
Me too.
I mean, the original film from the 70s was crazy. And that was a movie before its time. But stuff like this, this movie had me.
Were you going to the movies to see scary movies growing up? Was that a thing?
Not really.
See, I was. My first scary movie ever was Disturbia with Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah. See, good movie. But I did. I mean, I went to the theater and I saw films like Saw. And I'm like, this is not
for me.
I'm not enjoying this.
Right. Why did I spend money on this?
Did you have a favorite character in the film?
The priest.
Oh, yeah, the priest?
Yeah, the priest.
I kind of liked him myself.
Kind of got after it, which, I mean, they always do. They always do.
Breezy's big movie review. We're going over The Conjuring that Breezy watched last night. Rotten Tomatoes scored at 86%. What was your favorite scene in the entire film? When she was being dragged by her hair?
I did like that scene just because I was trying to figure out how it was being done. Also, the scene in the attic where the girl's levitating, her grimy toenails are just hanging there.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's
maybe we should get her a pet.
The old farmhouse.
Yeah, the old farmhouse indeed.
What did you take from the film? Because every week you learn something new.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't think for one second that stuff like this could potentially happen to people. I mean, stuff like this has been documented for hundreds of years of people being possessed by demonic poltergeists.
Not the demonic poltergeist. I think, they definitely should have not bought this house is what I took from that. With the housing market, listen, with the housing market being as crazy as it is right now, don't settle because you could find yourself in a situation like this.
Yeah, this did take place in the 70s, though. The housing market was booming then.
I'm just saying, don't settle. And I don't think I would ever move into something that even has a speculation of haunting.
Let's go to your favorite throwback moment of this film. There's got to be a lot of them.
It was the demon's dress. It was giving Colonial Woman. So.
The demon's dress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, drop the link.
All right, Breezy, let's score this baby.
The Conjuring out of 5 popcorn buckets, the 2013 classic. I'm giving it a 2.7. Not bad. Just below average.
How the heck are you giving it a 2.7? I just don't understand.
I would rather watch Paranormal Activity. See, to now be
that's a good one, too.
I love Paranormal Activity.
There's 4 of them, yes?
Yeah, there's a lot.
I think there's 4.
Yeah. Let's have a Paranormal Activity movie marathon.
Oh, wow. Look at the time. We should be going.
98 PXY.
So important.
PXY mornings. Moose Breezy 63 for the high today. Winning is easy, you guys. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to PXY mornings with myself and Breezy Breeze, or just 98 PXY for an hour each day for your chance at $5,000 in that national contest.
A blessing and a curse.
I told you guys last week. So my debit card was stolen out of my wallet here at work. And I can't accuse or point any fingers because I have no proof of who could have done it. I don't know who was in the building.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's frustrating nonetheless.
When you have your debit card linked to every subscription or sustainer program you're part of where you have to pay monthly, kind of like the gym.
Bills coming out.
Netflix or Uber or Lyft. It's a pain in the ass. And I think you say it's a blessing because there are subscriptions that I haven't been able to cancel. It's like, now you don't have a choice. You're not getting my money.
150%. I get the whole idea of like, yes, it's such a pain in the ass when you have to update your cards or you go to use DoorDash and like you can't, nothing's going through because your credit card number is different. But there are some things that you're locked in on, like a gym membership, specifically more gyms than others that are hounding you and calling you to sign up and to be a part of it. And then you want to cancel it, but you have to go there in person with a blood sample. You know what I mean? And it's just a pain in the ass.
It's funny you bring that up because they were the first people to call me yesterday.
Of course they were.
Now, obviously,
not shocked at all.
I had gotten a hold of my bank. They issued me a new card, but I didn't get that for almost 10 days later.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally get my new card in the mail yesterday, and I take time out of my day to go through and attach my new card number to everything that I'm already currently paying for. Amazon, Netflix, DoorDash, Uber, Lyft. But I didn't get around.
And those aren't like subscription-based things. Those are just like next time you utilize that service, it won't be a pain in the ass for you. Yeah.
That's correct. I like to handle it.
Right.
One of the things I didn't get around to, I called my car insurance. I let them know, hey, mm-hmm. I got a new card on file in case the last one defaults.
Right.
First people to call me up, my gym over at LA Fitness. They called me 3 times in a row. I didn't answer the first time because I'm on a Zoom call. They called me right back a second time. I send it over to voicemail. They call me right back a third time. I go, now I'm pissed.
Right.
I was going to call you back. Now I'm not doing it anymore.
Right.
How obnoxious can you be? I was like, if I don't answer, leave a voicemail like a normal person. I don't need 3 missed calls from you in a row.
The pestering marketing tactic is something that I never, ever, ever will get behind.
I just don't take well to it.
And gyms do it a lot. Not all gyms, but there's specific gyms. I can name like 3 off the top of my hand right now that like will do this and bully you into picking up their calls, into signing up, into upgrading your package or whatever it is. And it's like they're so aggressive that I'm sure they do bully people who aren't as like strong-willed to be like, okay, no, I don't want to.
Yeah, was your
payment
yes.
due?
Yes.
Like within this time frame?
That's why they called me. So they finally leave a voicemail after calling like maybe 4 times and like, hey, your card on file is not working. I'm like, all right, I was going to get around to it and call you. But after 4 missed calls and a voicemail, now you rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Now I'll get around to it when I decide I want to do it.
So I have something that I subscribe to. I've subscribed to it for years, but somebody else was handling it for me. Like I had a consultant in this one product, right? And I guess they did away with that. So now I'm handling the shipping and the handling of this product that was on an auto ship. And I come to find out, because I just got a new card recently too, just 2 weeks ago, because my chip wasn't working. I come to find out that, like, you have to have an auto pay on this.
Yes.
Even if you're not planning on buying it again, you have to be the one to go in and skip it, because that's how they get you. Because you'll forget, and then it'll renew,
right,
and then you're stuck with the product. And I was like, I really needed the product, but I couldn't get it without doing this. So I was like, I don't really feel right about this. I know I'm going to forget. And then when I got a new card, I was like, bam, perfect. My easy out.
That's your easy out. Let me ask you something. I've thought about this a handful of times. Hannah, you too, intern Hannah. Would you rather lose your entire wallet or your cell phone? Would you rather go, God knows how long, because to replace everything in your wallet, that is a headache. Or would you rather lose your cell phone and not have access to any of your contacts or social media for 4 to 5 days?
I'd rather use my wallet.
Really?
But,
you too?
But in my case, my phone is my wallet.
See, not me. I don't do that. You put all your credit cards on your phone. Mm-hmm. Why would you risk losing everything at the same time? I don't know why people do that.
I can't carry like all these things. It's just not for me.
Oh, really?
No.
Taser, stun gun, brass knuckles, all in your pocket.
I mean,
give me
I
a
don't
break.
Bring those into the store with me. I just bring one thing and then we're good to go.
I find that to be so brave when people put all their credit cards and ID into their phone and just carry that around with them. If you lose one, fine. But both at the same time, I would freak out, man.
I don't know.
And this whole debit card thing was the biggest pain in the ass, and I'm still trying to figure out what happened to my card. I keep the wallet in my backpack on my desk, and all of a sudden last week, I go in there, and my card's missing out of my wallet. And you know me, my type A personality.
Yep.
I know where everything is 100% of the time. Everything has a place. I haven't been able to wrap my head around what could have happened. We had our engineer going through security camera footage.
There's not even cameras upstairs.
He was checking who scanned into the door, who came in, who right. with their key fob.
There's no one here.
No, nothing.
Probably a ghost, honestly. This building is haunted, so.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm glad I got that out of the way.
Not the ghost ordering a huge package on Amazon.
All right, I got to go. LA Fitness is calling me.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.